It is time for the Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Russ Vering. He is a producer from Scribner, Nebraska. He attended World Pork Expo. It was held last week in Des Moines, Iowa. Russ, thanks for visiting with us here today. 35th annual World Pork Expo this year. What do you think of this year's festivities?
It's going great. We've got great turnout here. Everybody's enjoying it. Food is fantastic. If you get a chance, you got to come here and have some barbecue. But it's a very successful event for National Pork Producers Council, and we're excited about the 35 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of the issues that you are facing on the board. Maybe the most prominent one, at least recently, well, I guess EPA versus Sackett was the most recent one. That was good news. But this Prop 12 deal, the Supreme Court not kind of allowing Prop 12 to go forward. What is your take on that? As a pork producer from Nebraska, and you see what the Supreme Court did or what they didn't do, what's going through your head? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think, you know, as pork producers, we're more science-based than anything, and we listen to our veterinarians, we watch our pigs, we know exactly what they need on a daily basis, and we're fighting emotion on the other side of it. So HSUS and Mercy for Animals, they obviously got that ballot initiative through in California. We fought it all over the Supreme Court. We didn't get it. We didn't get the win we wanted. And so, you know, now we need to just figure out what the next steps are.
And as you think about that, because now it comes to implementation and enforcement, and there's going to be a learning curve on that, isn't there, Russ?
Yeah, and the thing is, July 1st is when all pork on the shelf in California has to be Prop 12 compliant. Michael Formica, our attorney, has been working with California trying to find out exactly what the definition of the square footage, the requirements, everything that goes into that law, and help get some of our sites and some of our producers qualified under Prop 12. Because, you know, the most important thing we need to do is continue to get supply into California. So that's our first initial drive, is to make sure that we don't slow down the flow of pork into California.
I think the Supreme Court kind of opened the door, or said at least there's a way maybe this could be fixed potentially with legislation, right?
Yeah, actually, there was a comment by Chuck Grassley, I think, that, you know, he's in support of some sort of federal regulation on, you know, interstate commerce, right? So the ability for states to trade amongst each other without forcing the trading state to comply with some arbitrary and crazy rule or regulation that other state has.
So Prop 12, that's taken a lot of time for you guys on the board, right? What are some of the other things that we're working on? I mentioned EPA, Sackett versus EPA. What are some of the other priorities for the National Pork Producers Council right now?
Well, ASF is a really big one. Yesterday, here at the Pork Expo, we had Customs and Border Patrol here yesterday, and they actually featured the Beagles, and actually people could see how they find fruits or vegetables or meats in luggage. And I tell you what, that's a very professional crew. We went down to Atlanta and visited them. Part of the farm bill, part of the funding in the farm bill that we've been supporting so much to make sure that we have our borders secure. There's a lot of meat that accidentally comes into this country. And at the border, those people that come from Department of Agriculture that work for Customs and Border Patrol are very professional, very good at what they do. And they intercept that before it gets into our country, which is really important for our industry to stay safe and be able to export pork across the world.
Just as we wrap up here, Russ, I guess World Pork Expo, again, a lot of things going on, breakout sessions, conversations, things like that. What is it about Expo here that's going to help you in your operation, do you think?
Well, I just think that you always get better by shaking hand and meeting somebody and talking to somebody new. There's a lot of ideas out there. That's what Pork Expo has represented for me for many years. And so I always meet new people at Expo, and it's a fun experience from that perspective.
Russ Vering, past president of the Nebraska Pork Producers, current board member of the National Pork Producers Council, again from World Pork Expo last week in Des Moines. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.